There was a text from Anna on my phone. "Why aren't you picking up?" Along with 5 missed calls. My voicemail was full. It was about 1:30 in the afternoon when I got back to the island. I looked through the glass doors at the woods beyond my backyard and remembered walking through that same space when it was barren in early spring and seeing Anna the first time, standing in Jack's driveway as the neighbor's dog began to bark. My kitchen was still, the maple floors gleaming in the August sunlight, and it occurred to me I had developed a habit of standing there. That was how Anna would usually come over, walking through the woods to the sliding glass door at the back of the house, where I would be waiting, unless I was trying to sit calmly in the living room or on the patio outside. There'd been fireflies the last few weeks, an improbable electric green, and sometimes we'd just sit there at the glass table at night, in my uncomfortable outdoor chairs, and watch them, some music on, kerosene burning in the camping lanterns with that faintly sulfurous smell. You could see the moon and a smudge of stars on a field of bluish-black sky through the branches of the trees. Anna would smoke a joint, and sometimes we'd walk down to the dock in the dark and sit with our feet in the water and look at the stars over the pond, where they shone far more brightly. The yard would look unnaturally still when we came back. I had torches, not tiki torches, but long stainless steel posts that ended in expanding spirals that held small glass lamps filled with citronella oil. They would be burning there for the empty yard, the abandoned table and chairs. The obstacles of national borders, visas, the distance between New York and Mexico City, none of that compared to what I'd let out of myself in Lucien's loft, I thought, which seemed repellent and endless, but there was only a little time left for Anna and me, and I knew the only way not to waste more of it was to call her, which I did, standing there in the kitchen. She asked if I was all right, and I asked her the same thing. Charlottesville, that had been the main focus of her weekend, she said. I told her I'd had a similar time and that I'd gone to the city for a change of scenery and that I'd just gotten home. "Sorry," I said. "I just forget about my phone sometimes, as you have noticed, no doubt."
"You could try turning it on."
"No, I think it was on. I don't know, maybe not."
"I have something to tell you."
"What?"
"I don't know if I want to tell it to you. It's embarrassing."
"Embarrassing how?"
"I don't think I can see you for a while. I mean, I feel like I might need to go to a doctor. That was part of the reason I was calling you all those times. I have these, es una erupción, my feet, my ankles. I don't know what it is. Hiedra venenosa, like a poison plant."
"You mean poison ivy?"
"Maybe. Yes, but it's bad."
"How bad?"
"No, it's really bad."
I ended up driving to her in my truck instead of walking through the woods because I thought I might need to take her to the urgent care place or at least go to a pharmacy in town. It was actually harder to get to Jack's house by car than by foot. You had to get on the main road, making a left turn into thick summer traffic, then take another immediate left just a few dozen yards later. Jack's street started out paved, then became a dirt road with grass growing between the tire ruts. There was a fountain in his front yard, frolicking cupids around a cement bowl, that kind of thing, though I didn't see any water, so maybe it was more of a statue than a fountain. I parked the car, and when Anna opened the front door, she looked at me through the crack, standing there in the dimness. She had her hair pulled back, though strands of it had come loose and hung about her face. I could tell she hadn't showered. Somehow, I would forget what she looked like in various subtle ways, and then be surprised by the reality of her. She wore a white tank top made of ribbed cotton
and khaki shorts, and as I stood in the doorway, she was staring at me in the same way I was staring at her, which made me uncomfortable.